Josh and Neil Spencer here on the radio. Tonight we're at the Fortside Fieldhouse as the Fort Recovery Indians, who come in with a record of 12-3 on the campaign and 5-1 in MAC play, even though this is a non-conference game, is taking on the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets. They come in with a 15-2 record, 9-1 in the CCC conference. A couple big notes here of games. Their two losses are against St. Henry, who obviously will be playing here in the MAC contest here later in the season, and they had lost 52-34, and also took on Tri-Village, who I believe is number 6 or 7 in the AP poll, latest AP poll, and lost by 26, 63-37. So that maybe will give us a little bit of an idea of what Tri-Village is like as we will play Tri-Village next Saturday. So we'll take a commercial break here. We do have an interview with Coach Holly Gann. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be right back to listen to that interview.
Here are just a few of the specials that Wayne Street Market has to save you money now through January the 30th. They have 80% lean ground chuck at just $3.69 a pound. Also, chuck roast is only $4.99 a pound. And they have a big two-week egg crate sale starting this week with all of your favorites at special prices. Here are just a few of the items that can help you get ready for the big game. Eckrich Franks or one-pound packages of bologna are two for just $3. Little Smokies are two for $5. And Armor Meatballs, Italian, regular, or turkey are also two for $5. Check out the Eckrich flyer in the store for even more bargains on Eckrich products. And don't forget that they cater any size of event. And their meat and cheese, veggie, and fruit trays are always available. Stop in for special prices on all your favorite products throughout the store. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Hi, this is Cal Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. The chills, headaches, and stuffy noses, when the cold and flu strikes, you can count on Cal Pharmacy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription, and we will recommend the best products for you. Stop in at Cal Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
We're here with Coach Holly Gann on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We're taking on Franklin Monroe Jets tonight. So what do they have that we need to stop, and what do we have that they're going to need to stop, and how are we going to deal with all of that?
All right. So Franklin Monroe is coming in pretty successful. So another great team we're going to see this season. So Conley is a senior, and so she's going to be the one that we're going to probably look. She's averaging well around 20 points a game. So it's one of those things, if we can probably control her, we can control the game, slow some things down, pick some things up. Working on some new stuff, so we're going to get that in there and just kind of put some defense up and see if we can rattle their cage. With that being said, they have to be able to defend us. So we're expecting probably a man-to-man defense, which means we'll be running our normal or out offense, and we'll just kind of see. I'm sure we're going to look to drive, look to kick, and be offensively aggressive, and defensively, same way. Hopefully our pressure will cause some trouble for him.
All righty. That's Coach Holly Gann talking about the Franklin Monroe game. We'll be back right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Megan Oak from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
All right, and we're back here a couple minutes here before game time. Little recap here with what Coach Gann had talked about with the Franklin Monroe team. We were fortunate enough to get some of their stats here, so we'll go through some of that with them. Their leading scorer is Karina Connolly. She's coming in with 23 points a game. She had signed with a Division II school out of Kentucky Wesleyan. They're in the GMAC conference. So she will be seeing a couple of the Fort Recovery Indians throughout her college career as Val Mullenkamp going to Findlay and Olivia Patch going to Hillsdale. Both will be playing in that GMAC conference, so they'll have a chance to kind of see each other down the road as well. And I know those three have all played against each other a lot in AAU and know each other really well. So I can contest, obviously, from coaching against her and just watching her play. Great family, great young lady, and we'll definitely have our hands full with her. They also have Bella Cable coming in. She had tore ACL as a sophomore and did not play, or I should say not sophomore, but beginning of her junior year and did not play at all last year as we went down to Franklin Monroe and was able to come out with a victory, a hard-fought victory in that game. Olivia Patch had a big game for us, scoring, I think it was 14 points, 12 or 14 points in there. Hit a couple big free throws down the stretch to win us the game. Brenna Holman also hit a three in the corner to put us up in that game. So with her not playing last year, for them, they're hoping obviously she'll be a difference maker as a senior point guard. And then they come in with Chloe Brumball, who averages around 6 a game. Chloe McGlitch, who comes in with 9 a game. And then Stella Schellenberger, who comes in around 5 a game. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with the starting lineup.
Just a few of the specials that Wayne Street Market has to save you money now through January the 30th. They have 80% lean ground chuck at just $3.69 a pound. Also, chuck roast is only $4.99 a pound. And they have a big two-week Eckrich sale starting this week with all of your favorites at special prices. Here are just a few of the items that can help you get ready for the big game. Eckrich Franks or 1-pound packages of bologna are 2 for just $3. Little Smokies are 2 for $5. And Armor Meatballs, Italian, regular, or turkey are also 2 for $5. Check out the Eckrich flyer in the store for even more bargains on Eckrich products. And don't forget that they cater any size of event, and their meat and cheese, veggie, and fruit trays are always available. Stop in for special prices on all your favorite products throughout the store. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right, going through the starting lineups here, the voice of the Indians, Harold Feely, is giving those lines. here, and we'll go through them here for Franklin Monroe. They're starting number 5, Bella Cable. Again, she's averaging around 11 points a game. Number 10, Karina Conley's averaging 23 coming in for them. Obviously, they're big gun we got to make sure we worry about. Number 14, Stella Charlenbarger is averaging around 5 a game. Number 15, Chloe Peters is averaging around 3.5 a game. And number 23, Audrey Cable is averaging around 4 a game. So that's their starting lineup. They don't have a whole lot of size, very short. The Conley girl's about 6 foot. The rest of them are maybe in that 5'6", 5'7 range. We don't have a roster here, so I do apologize with that. But not real big. For us, we're going with our starting lineup that we've been going with pretty much all year, minus injuries or things like that. And that is 3 seniors. We got Brooke Collett, number 15 coming in around 5'5". Number 22, Val Mollenkamp, who comes in at 6 foot. Number 21, Olivia Patch, who comes in at 6'2". And then 2 juniors, Kiki Wendell comes in around 5'5", and who wears number 20. And number 24, Ali Vaughn, who comes in at 5'10". So that is our Indians starting lineup here. And again, Harold Feely's just getting done announcing those. And so players will huddle up here at the midcourt area, and they'll get it ready for the tip-off. So before we get started, I want to congratulate volleyball coach Chelsea Colleague, as news broke today that she is expecting their third child. So congratulations on that, Brady and Chelsea. So that's big news for them, and I know they always listen and are big fans of the Indians, obviously, and so congratulations to you on that. So, all right, getting ready to jump off here with the tip, and Val Mollenkamp and Karina Conley is going up, and Franklin Monroe controls the tip. And the Zoo come out in man-to-man defense, and it looks like Val is going to be guarding Karina, which is a good matchup right there. Two nice, tall, athletic girls going against each other, and Franklin Monroe turns it over on an errant pass out of bounds. Be anxious to kind of see how this thing plays out. You've got two different teams here, one with a lot of size and one not with a lot of size. Kiki Wendell right down the lane with a nice little pull-up jumper. Hit the little 12-footer. She actually broke that defense down with ease, so good start for the Indians. Right now, Franklin Monroe is working the ball around, trying to get it inside to Karina Conley. Indians with great man-to-man defense. Brooke gets beat on a drive by Audrey Cable, but misses the layup. Indians quickly down in transition. Val Mollenkamp with the turnover. Schellenberger with the steal. Allie Vaughn takes it right back away from her. And Allie loses it to Conley. Gets stripped at half court. Comes in, gets fouled. No, they don't. They call no foul. Looks like may have been a little push there by Allie Vaughn. But they don't call it, so Indians get away with that one. Little side ball screen by Liv Patch and Kiki Wendell. Kiki Wendell has the ball now up top for a 3, and she comes up short. Brooke Collie hustles with the rebound. Gets the ball, throws it away. Collie with a steal here. Franklin Monroe slows it down here. Coach is calling for a set. They try to get here in a set. Obviously, I'm assuming something's going to be for Conley here. Ooh, Indians got lucky that. We missed Bella Cable wide open on a back screen. And Schellenberger hits a 3 on the right wing. Frank Monroe takes a early 3-2 lead with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Frank Monroe does pick up full court pressure. Kiki breaks that. Picks up her dribble, throws across to Val. Val Mollenkamp dribbles on the right-hand side. Gets double team. Val's looking to find an open man, and Val, great hustle by Brooke Collig. Oh, they're going to call a foul. Val threw the ball away. Brooke Collig did hustle. Hold. Ooh. Brooke did a great job of hustling it down in the corner, and they call a hold. I'm not sure how you have a hold call when you're the one with the ball and straddling the line going out of bounds. But nonetheless, they're called for a hold on Brooke Collig. So ball goes the other way to the Lady Jets. Frank Monroe is running a lot of screens, and they do have a lot of set plays. Collig goes by Val on the baseline, kicks out to the opposite side to Schellenberger. Schellenberger over 2. Tries to get the ball inside to Brumball. Up to Peters, excuse me. Takes it to the one side of Peters and loses it out of bounds. Frank Monroe does pick up full court. Conley's on Val. Right now, Karina Conley, and she plays off, so we can break that pressure with ease if that's what they're going to try to do. High ball screen with Olivia Patch to Brooke Collins, and Brooke travels. Not a great start for the Indians right now. Four consecutive turnovers after the quick start by Kiki Wendell with the pull-up. Right now, it looks like we're trying to do a little bit too much one-on-one stuff and try to, instead of running our stuff. Right now, the Indians go to, looks like a 2-3 zone. Conley for open three in the corner. Good. She can absolutely shoot the basketball, so that's one thing, person we got to make sure we find in transition or in a zone is her out there on that perimeter. Allie Vaughn gets another turnover. Out of control here. Quickly down is Schellenberger. Up and throws to Conley and gets fouled in good. Conley goes to the line quickly here. That was why I guess there was some stop is Olivia Patch has some blood on her uniform, so they're trying to figure out if we take her out or we just try to clean it up, and they decide to take her out. So that's what we were waiting on right there. So Hope Wendell checks in for her, and Allie Vaughn comes out, and Paige Forkamp comes into her. For her, so right now on the floor we have Forkamp, colleague, Hope Wendell, Val Mullenkamp, and Kiki Wendell. Free throw up by Conley is good to extend that lead to 9-2. And the Lady Jets go to a 1-3-1 full court press. Indians break that, find out to Paige Forkamp. Paige throws into Val. Val, great drive and finishes through traffic for Val Mullenkamp. We're going to need a lot of that tonight from Val. We want to be able to stay in this game. Frank Monroe down here, moving the basketball, running a motion against some sets. Audrey Cable has the ball up top. Ball fake, drives over, throws over to Schellenberger. Schellenberger swings the ball back up to Bella Cable. Coach hollers out of set. Coach Myers, they run a lot of back screens, trying to get switches, a lot of movement, a lot of kind of false action to get you to chase, and then they're looking for something else usually away from that. A lot of misdirection type stuff. Right now, Allie Vaughn goes in for Hope Wendell, trying to probably settle Allie down since she's been out of control a little bit and picked up, an early foul. Conley, great baseline drive, reverse layup. Quickly down pressing again. Kiki Wendell breaks that with ease. The Indians trail with 3:45 to go in the first quarter, though 11-4 right now. We got to settle down and get some stuff going here offensively. But more importantly, we got to be able to guard defensively. Conley has 8 points already. Allie Vaughn has the ball on the left-hand wing. Drive in, kick out to Kiki Wendell. Kiki for three, comes up short. Paige Forkamp gets an offensive rebound. Got fouled. They don't call anything. Val Mullenkamp grabs a rebound up and misses. Frank Monroe with the ball. Coach is yelling out another set. Schellenberger has the ball up top. Swings the ball over to Audrey Cable. Audrey Cable to Peters. Peters throws the ball away. Kiki Wendell with the ball in transition. Dribbles down the baseline. Stop, pivots. Looks for someone to throw. Hits Paige Forkamp on the right-hand side. Swings the ball over to Brooke. Brooke hands off to Val. Val has the ball on the left-hand side. Looking to drive against Conley. Great drive by Val. Throws it up. Misses it. And call the cap up here. Call foul right there. He blew his whistle and didn't really make a call. So 30-second timeout here for Frank Monroe. We'll take a break here with him.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right, on the Fort Camp Excavating first quarter scoreboard. Indians trail 11-4. Not a great start here for the Indians. Quickly down, getting it to Karina Connolly inside with the turnaround jump shot. Right now, Karina Connolly has 10, Indians 4, but Frank Monroe leads 13-4. She is a 1,000-point scorer. She was already that at the beginning of the season. She is one who knows how to score the basketball. Very nice young-looking lady here as far as playing-wise. Can find ways to score, beat you off the bounce, can shoot a three, she can go post up inside. And she is the only player, as I said, over 5, probably 5'7 for their team. Kick ball out of bounds right now, so Allie Vaughn's taking the ball out of bounds. Still for Brumball. Right now, the Indians have way too many turnovers. Quickly down the floor in transition, skip pass over to Connolly, Kiki Window with the steal. Goes down to one knee, but keeps the dribble alive. Brings the ball down here, now trying to get us to set up. Frank Monroe playing hard pressure man-to-man. Kiki Window with the turnover. Right now, they are getting us to playing way faster than what we can play right now. This is something we probably don't want to try to play at this pace. Nice little reverse layup for McGlitch, and she misses it. Indians with the ball down here for Allie Vaughn. Throws to Paige Forkamp. Paige Forkamp drives in. Throws it over to Brooke Colleague in the corner. Brooke's trying to drive. Finds Kiki Window unguarded. A little 10-foot pull-up, and good. Good basket for Kiki Window. Assist Brooke Colleague. Right now, they are pressuring us hard man-to-man where we are trying to beat our man off the dribble. And basically, we are one pass, driving in and shooting. So they're getting what they want on offense, and unfortunately, we're turning the ball over. Missed shot here for Bella Cable in the corner. Paige Forkamp with the ball. Pushing up, throws to Kiki. Kiki calls out a set. Throws it on the left-hand side to Brooke Colley. Colley's trying to find someone to pass to. She does finally find Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn drives in. Pass to Hope Wendell. Finishes inside. Hope Wendell for two. That's better offense for the Indians. Working together, trying to do things on our own, which is kind of what the start was. Indians now trail 13-8 here. 34 seconds to go in the first quarter. Fort Camp Excavating scoreboard. Hope Wendell gets caught trailing her defender off of a back screen and gets called for a foul. So Chloe Peters, who averages 3.3 points on the season, will go to the free throw line. Shooting two. 31.7 seconds to go in the Fort Camp Excavating first quarter scoreboard, and she misses the first one. Rattles around the rim. And Karina Connolly checks out. We'll get a quick blow here. Add that break from that minute that she'll have in between quarters. I'll give her a minute and a half break, and that'll be enough for her. Probably the last her to halftime. Second free throw is up and good. 14-8 Jets lead. They come out in a 1-2-1-1 or 1-2-2 full court press. Brooke Colleague and Paige Forkamp in the backcourt. Now finds Kiki Window on the high post with 20 seconds to go. Again, Indians trail by 6, 14-8. Kiki Window hands off to Paige Forkamp up top. He looks a little disorganized, but Kiki Window drives in, airballs it. Paige, well, Hope Window clutches the rebound, misses it. Paige Forkamp offensive rebound putback. Frank Monroe dribbles down, throws up a half quarter, and hits the top of the rim. So after one, Indians trail on the Fort Camp Excavating first quarter scoreboard, 14-10. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but the high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go India.
All right, Indians have the ball to start the second quarter, trailing by 4, 14-10. Coach Chris Guggenbauer got a big win in the JV game as they won 52-25. Brooke College with the turnover. All right, now we've had more turnovers than we do points. Indians down in transition, or excuse me, Lady Jets down in transition after getting that steal and a foul will be on Whitley Rammel. And Karina Connolly got fouled and will go into the free throw line. And again, they still, looks like that blood came from Olivia Patch as they're still trying to kind of get that stopped and taped up here. So on the floor for the Indians, we got Kiki Window, Allie Vaughn, Brooke Collig, Val Mullen, Camp, and Whitley Rammel. Has two fouls. That's why she sat so long. I guess I didn't realize she had two fouls. I wonder why she was out. That's something that's very concerning. Molly misses the first one, but hits the second one. Takes 15-10 lead. Because she's one kid that can create her own shot and someone that can score, and that's something we're going to be able to need here today. Plus, she has some size and athleticism to be able to guard Connolly. And he's working the ball around on offense. Brooke Collig over to Val Mullenkamp. Probably could have got called for a traveling call, but they don't call it. Val Mullenkamp drives against Karina Connolly, backs her down, throws back out to Kiki. Kiki drives in, a little 12-foot pull-up off the back end of the rim. Should have probably been a foul on Allie Vaughn going over the back, but they don't call it. When you jump up and try to spike the ball over someone's back, that's usually going to be a foul. It's something she knows better not to do. Five team fouls for the Indians, zero for the Lady Jets. Deflection over there by Kiki. Val Mullenkamp comes up with a steal. Val dribbling it down on the right side, hands off to Kiki Wendell. Kiki back up top to Brooke. Brooke goes back to Val on the right-hand side. A little shot fake by Val. Dribbles in, stops, picks up a dribble. Goes to Allie Vaughn up top. Allie's looking to drive, stops about 15 feet out, reverse pivot, throws back to Kiki. Right now, the Indians are struggling to get something inside. Goes into Whitley Rammel, about throws the ball away out to Brooke Collig, chases it down. Has the Allie Vaughn on the left-hand side, and reach-in foul on Karina Connolly. That's their first team foul with 6:30 to go in the second quarter. Right now, 5-1 on fouls. Not that I'm suggesting it's been one side, because the Indians have fouled a ton, and the Lady Jets have done a good job defensively. Allie Vaughn will trigger the ball in and gets a deflection. Nope, they're calling a holding foul inside on Chloe Peters. Not sure I saw that one, but we'll take it. Indians will trigger the ball in out of bounds underneath the student section and their basket. Quickly into Val Mullenkamp. Had a three, probably should have shot it. Val's got to look to be aggressive here. Throws over to Brooke, hand off to Kiki, and we get a turnover by Peters. Quickly down to Connolly. Connolly has the ball, looking to drive in. Stripped by Kiki Wendell, comes from behind. Kiki 1-on-1 in transition. Stop, a little left-handed floater for Kiki Wendell. Nice part of her game right there. Kiki, I like it. And it is now trail 15-12 in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard. Frank Monroe's running their sets. A little side ball screen over here with Bella. Cable and Peters, and gets the Indians sleeping on the defensive end. 17-12 lead now for the Lady Jets. Kiki Wendell breaks that pressure. Nice little pull-up. Misses it on the back end of the rim. Hustles down by Brooke Collig, comes away with the ball. Actually, the Jets had the ball, but Brooke kind of took it away from her. Little 12-foot pull-up for Val Mullenkamp on the baseline and air ball. Lady Jets quickly in transition here. Audrey Cable catches the ball on the left-hand side. Deflected pass, but Brumball comes in and gets fouled on by Whitley Rammel coming to the basket. So the Lady Jets will go to the free throw line to shoot two, and that puts Stella Schellenbarger at the free throw line. Indians trail right now 17-12. That's 16 fouls as well for the Indians. Right now it's been a very sloppy play game for the Indians. Trying to rush through things. Whitley Rammel goes out. Brooke Collig goes out. That puts Val Mullenkamp, Olivia Patch, Allie Vaughn, Paige Forkamp, and Kiki Wendell. And we have some technical difficulties here. It looks like our scores stuff comes unplugged at the table. If you've ever been to the Fort site, as many of you I'm sure have, understand how that works. So it comes unplugged often. And so they are losing that. And Rocket, Kramer, and I look at each other like, oh my God, what the heck are we going to do without? Our scoreboard is not working. So with the player part of it, second free throw is up and good. Give the Lady Jets 18-12 lead. So we don't have individual scores, so that will make me have to do better stats there, I guess. Indians trail now 19-12. Allie Vaughn has the ball on the left-hand side, looking for a high ball screen by Olivia Patch. Over the ball over to Kiki Wendell. On the right-hand side, over to Paige Forkamp. Paige Forkamp throws the ball away. Again, more turnovers than shots for the Indians. We've got to do a better job of valuing the basketball. Right now, another set play here called up top. Audrey Cable has the ball, throws it over to Karina Conley, over to Peters, back to Cable. Paige Forkamp gets beat off the bounce and up for a layup, but luckily Audrey Cable misses the ball, misses the shot. Allie Vaughn with the ball as Paige Forkamp collects it, throws it to Allie. Allie throws it right back to Paige. Paige swings it across. Olivia Patch has it, and Olivia loses the ball inside. So again, way too many turnovers. Right now, the Lady Jets have the ball up top. Karina Conley has it. They're running a set here. Dribbles around, throws the Cable. Trying to look for a post up inside. They swing it around the perimeter. A little cross screen, double screen coming up for Conley up top. She has the ball, looking to drive, hands off to Audrey Cable, who now drives in. Olivia Patch comes away with the steal, throws over to Val Mullenkamp, who pushes in transition. Val, watch behind you. Hands off to Kiki Wendell in the corner. Drives in, and she turns the ball over. All right, now Indians on pace for at least, I would say, 15 to 20 turnovers right now. And Indians dodge a huge bullet as Val Mullenkamp goes for the steal. Should have been called for a foul. Instead, they call timeout for Frank Monroe. So we will take a full timeout here with them.
My name is Connor Rambo with Fort Recovery Insurance. As we all start the new year, Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group want to remind you that every year things change, and now is the time to make sure you're covered for the things that changed last year and might change this year. At Fort Recovery Insurance, we want to help you review your current coverage and make sure you are protected. Join us in the fort where we can protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware.
All right, and we're back here. Frank Monroe has the ball, leading 19-12 with 3:15 to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard. They have Conley has the ball on the left-hand side, swings the ball up top. Frank Monroe patiently right now looking for running their offense. Trying to get Conley the ball. Three for Bella. Cable up top. Right now, Frank Monroe is getting anything they want against the Indians defense as they lead 22-12. Kiki Wendell with trouble right here. Picks up the ball. Ooh, they called it a deflection. Could have been a double dribble instead. Schellenbarger with the steal. Coming down left-hand layup and good. Right now, Frank Monroe leads 24-12, doubling up the Indians. Kiki Wendell with the ball. Kicks over to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn drives in. Throws up to Olivia Patch. Olivia Patch, nice pass to Val Mullenkamp for two. Indians right now got to dig in, start getting stops, down 10 with 2:16 to go. Not going to get it back in one possession. Right now we got to be able to run our stuff and get stops on this end. Coach Frank Monroe is doing a great job of running their offense. Olivia Patch with the deflection. Frank Monroe comes up with the ball. Conley has the ball up top. Another set. They're running the set every time down the floor, trying to get what they want, trying to get the person they want with the ball where they want on the floor and get the mismatch they want. Skip pass right now. Conley cuts across the lane. Ball's thrown back up top to Bella Cable. Swings the ball over to Brumball. Brumball back up to Peters. Now they get Conley isolated inside. Turns around, left-hand shot. Up and no good. Ali Vaughn with the rebound. Pushing the ball in transition. Throws over the ball to Paige Forkamp. Olivia Patch now has it. A little late on the cut to Val Mollenkamp. Deflected out of bounds. So we'll be Indians ball, 1:22 to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance. Indians trail by 10, 24-14. And McGlitch comes in and replacing Schellenberger. Val Mollenkamp has the ball in the right corner. Has a chance to go one-on-one. Be aggressive there, Val. A little stop pop. Has Olivia Patch in the paint. Kiki Window with a little pull-up. Misses. Franklin Monroe with the rebound. Pushes ahead in transition. Bella Cable catches it. Nice pass as she's fading backwards. Three in the corner. No rebound. Three for Conley. Good. Indian Strell, 27-14. Levon has the ball. Side ball screen here for Olivia Patch in the corner. Almost possible turnover right here, but Paige Forkamp saves it. Val Mollenkamp for three. Air ball in the corner. Frank Monroe with the steal. Coming down. Should have been a walk. Yep. Two-on-one situation. Olivia Patch is back. A little fake and fall action and gets the turnover committed here by Brumball. So great defense by Olivia to not give up a layup right there. Right now, 26.9 seconds. Looks like Kiki might have twisted an ankle on that one. She comes out. Macy Day checks in. Paige Forkamp's taking the ball out against a little man-to-man pressure. Find Franklin Monroe. I would probably press right now against us. Make us play fast as we've been struggling all night. Ali Vaughn with the basketball. Puts her back to the defense, something you don't want to do against a press. Val Mollenkamp now has the ball. Probably could have been, yep, they do call steps on Val. Right now, Frank Monroe's game plan is to make us play fast. That's something that we don't do a great job of, and it's kind of showing right now. Indians trail 27-14. Baseball pass down. Karina Conley with the catch. Throws ahead. Deflected out of bounds by Val. Great defense by Val right there. Karina Conley was looking for McGlitch there. Val Mollenkamp and Ali Vaughn check out as Val has two fouls. Great move to get Val out. Whitley Ramel, Brooke Colley check in. Throw the ball to Conley. That's probably not a great matchup for us. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Throws out to Bella Cable, driving on the right-hand side. Conley for wide open three. Good as the buzzer goes off. Right now, Indians trail by 16. 30 for Frank Monroe Lady Jets and 14 for the Fort Recovery Indians. That completes the first half. We hopefully can go into halftime here, regroup, and come out a completely different team than the one we're watching right now.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery
Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back here, and coming up, we have Lindsey Lamb here is going to be interviewed. So we had she didn't know what she was getting into.
My first official interview.
Yeah, she didn't know what she was getting into. Tell us why we are talking to you here for.
I am the
besides fifth, obvious reasons.
Yes, I'm the fifth grade girls basketball coach. We just finished our season. Didn't have a great season, but we were playing a bunch of fifth grade teams, and we were mostly fourth graders, and we just got done, and we're here at the game tonight. We had a little pizza party, and we're shooting around at halftime. So they're a good group. They're a good coach. They were very coachable.
Well, obviously being a parent of one of those players that you have, and Stella, and obviously knowing your daughter's in there, Haley, and coaching that younger age myself for a few years throughout, that's very tough. So watching you handle it with patience that you did was very impressive. And especially, as you said, most of the team, all but two kids, were fourth grade, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
And so we had fourth grade playing against fifth grade, and we were definitely outsized, out, I guess
out-
you could
outskilled, out
experienced everything.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I thought you did a tremendous job with how you handled yourself, because that's a tough situation.
It is.
And,
yeah.
And so how did the girls handle that? Because most games we were getting beat by 30 or more.
We were. And that last game was especially rough. And they were awesome. They kept their heads up. It was so fun for them just to be out there playing. And they always, the whole time, my sister helped me coach, and we were all, you know, keep your heads up. This, we are very disadvantaged here, and they did that. They did great. They always kept a smile on their face, and we praised them for the hard work that they did. And even though, you know, no, those games were not successful for us, but they were successful in building skills and having good attitudes and keeping that positivity the whole time.
So as far as the coaching aspect of it, what do you take away as a coach yourself, and then also from the player standpoint, what do you think they took away from all that?
The biggest thing I took away, like you said, is patience. It was a long season, but they listened. They were very coachable. I think the biggest thing they took away was just to keep working hard and how much you're going to learn if you keep working as hard and doing the things, you know, that we talk about every day at practice, and how much better you will get at just learning the skills of basketball as you go on. So I think that's the biggest thing they learned, is how well they did, how much they improved over the season. It was amazing.
Well, I do appreciate your time invested, because you didn't get a paycheck for it. You know, know you volunteered your time to help, you know, the youth and the program. And so I know as a parent, that's very appreciative of all your hard work and all your efforts of trying to get the Fort Recovery basketball program better. So tell the people that maybe don't know a little bit about you, your experiences with basketball.
I actually played and graduated at Dade County High School, and I was hoping to play basketball in college, but then I had Haley when I was a senior in high school, so that didn't work out great. And so then at Ball State, I decided to walk on my junior year. I made the team, played for about half the year, and it was just too much with nursing school and having a daughter. And so I played basketball a little bit in college, but this is my real first coaching gig. So.
And then what do you do for a true living?
I'm a nurse practitioner down in Union City, Indiana with St. Vincent Medical Group.
So awesome. So, well, appreciate you coming up and appreciate all the work you did this season. Obviously, you know, you didn't do it for the money since you didn't get paid, but definitely appreciate all your efforts and trying to help those kids and get them better. You know, I know Stella came home very excited after every game and always would talk about things that you would tell her that she needed to work on. And so I really love the fact that, you know, not as a parent trying to be invested, but someone else was stepping up and help invest. So, you know, parents, I guess, didn't have to spend all their time doing it. So,
right.
So
yep.
Thank you so much for all that and all your hard work and time and, again, developing those kids out there.
And
so.
Next year we'll come out and have hopefully more fifth graders sign up, even more than we had this year, and come out and do the same thing next year. So.
Cool. So you assume you plan on coaching again?
I assume, yes. Yes, I do assume. Same group, so it'll be the fifth grade team again, hopefully. So that's my goal.
But. Well, awesome. So if you know any of those fifth graders out there who didn't play this year, hopefully you can talk to coach here and get back out there and hopefully help those girls compete. So and what were we playing in? Tell the people.
The Hotshot League, Fort Laramie.
So Fort Laramie has been doing this for a while. And that team you talked about the other day was Fort Laramie.
Yeah.
And their high school team is number one in the state. And their girls that day kind of played like that too. So.
They did. Their fifth grade group was pretty good.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, thank you for stopping up. I definitely appreciate it. And enjoy the fun tonight with those girls here. I know you had a pizza party and they're all here watching the game. And I think that's a great way to grow the sport and grow the love of Indians basketball.
Yep, so. Thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate it. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll come back and update here with some stats.
Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 front-wheel drive with heated seats, sunroof, remote start with 19,000 miles for only $18,500. Also available is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with the heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, 29,000 miles for $17,900. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back here. Update the stats, and these definitely aren't pretty, to say the least, for Fort Recovery. In the first half, anyway, Frank Monroe jumped out on the first quarter 14-10. In the second quarter, they outscored the Indians 16-4 to take a 30-14 halftime lead. Val Mollenkamp, Kiki Wendell led the way with 6 points. Val Mollenkamp had 4. Hope Wendell 2, and I'm missing 2 points, and I'm not sure who got those other 2 points for the Indians. In the JV contest, Coach Guggenbiller's team won 52-25. Indians jumped out with a 15-4 first quarter lead, 33-8 halftime lead, 46-21 third quarter lead, and won 52-25. Indians were led by Elaine Evers with 10, Hope Wendell with 9, Whitley Rammel with 8, Grace Guggenbiller with 9, Faith Gruby with 6, Brenna Holman with 4, Lindsay Wendell with 4, and Elizabeth Allig with 2. So, Frank Monroe ball to start off. Conley has the ball, throws in the high post. To Peters, swings the ball back up to Bella Cable. Swings the ball back over to Conley. A lot of action, handoff, a little quick short passes up top, trying to get Conley isolated inside, which is where they got her. Nice little turnaround jump hook to give her 19 already. She averages 23. She has 19 right now. Allie Vaughn has the ball. A little side ball screen here with Olivia Patch. She disregards it. Olivia Patch, she then turns around and gets the ball screen for Brooke Collick. Has a post up inside. 3-4 Paige Fortkamp, no good. And hustle rebound. Audrey Cable gets the rebound. As she's going out of bounds, they call a pushing foul on Brooke Colleague. So one team foul for the Indians here. Indians come out in a 1-2-2 full court press. Hopefully we can find something to get some energy going and some life bred into this team, because right now we don't have a whole lot. A little push-off foul. They don't call any. Now they call shoving foul with Allie Vaughn trapping up top in the corner. So two team fouls here for the Indians. As a Franklin Monroe Lady Jets tries to inbound the ball to Conley in the corner. Allie Vaughn runs and knocks it away. They do retain the ball. Schellenberger throws up to Audrey Cable. Swings the ball over to Bella Cable on the left-hand side. Back to Audrey over there. Has Conley inside, but doesn't throw it to her. Instead, they get a cross screen for Bella Cable coming up top through a double screen. And Conley inside. Looking to throw to Peters inside and turns the ball over. So hopefully the Indians can capitalize on this. We need to start taking care of the basketball here. Trying to find some opportunities to score. Kiki Wendell with the ball on the left-hand side. Little moving screen there for Allie Vaughn. We call him a pitch or a handoff. Bow cuts through. We miss her. Someone, again, we got to get make sure she gets some touches here. Bow with the little ball screen to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn drives in, gets blocked. Recovers the ball. Goes back up to Kiki underneath. Swings the ball over to Val Mullenkamp up top. Conley's on her. That's a great matchup to watch with those two. Two good players offensively and defensively there. Val now has the ball on the right-hand wing, guarded by Conley. Little ball screen by Brooke. Val thinks about a three, but turns it down. Brooke has the ball inside. One dribbles. Throws it to Allie Vaughn inside. Turns and has three Lady Jets on her. And they call Peters with a reach-in foul, so it would be Indians' ball. Olivia Patch will trigger the ball and bounce. Again, Liv missed much of the first quarter with a cut on her hand. They have it all wrapped up in bandage. Gets the ball to Val Mullenkamp, but a great spot for Val. Just misses the shot. Good look for Val. Frank Monroe rebounds it. Comes down. Again, running the set right now. Schellenberger has the ball, throws over to Conley. Open three on the left-hand side and hits it. Karina Conley with 22 points in the game. 35-14, Indians trail. Brooke Colley has the ball on the left-hand side, picks up a dribble, throws to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn throws back to Brooke. Right now, the Indians are just trying to get a shot up. We look very gassed. And we have, there we go. And we throw the ball away. Olivia Patch has a huge size advantage inside. We just can't seem to get her the ball. We keep throwing the thing away. Paige Fortkamp checks in for Allie Vaughn. We either throw the ball out of bounds or we underthrow it. Indian Shell right now on the third quarter scoreboard here. By Wabash Mutual. Has the ball up top, drives by, good help side defense by Kiki and Liv to stop her, but kick out three for Bella Cable. Misses it. Conley with the hustle rebound on the backside. Swings the ball over to McGlitch. Swings the ball back up to Peters. Coach says, settle down, let's run a set. Bella Cable has the ball, handoff up top to Conley. Swings the ball back to Peters on the left-hand side. Peters with the drive, loses the ball out of bounds. Good help side defense by Val Mullenkamp, stepping up there. And is deflected out by Val. Frank Monroe triggers the ball inbounds. Kiki almost had a steal right there, a deflection. Good head by Liv on the ball screen. Bella Cable swings the ball over Conley. Back to Peters. Defended by Olivia. Right now, a little down screen, high flex action. Conley has the ball on the baseline drive. Foul by Paige Fortkamp. So Conley would go to the free throw line. Wabash Mutual third quarter scoreboard, and the Lady Jets have a chance to add to this lead as Karina Conley goes to the foul line and hits it. Give her 23 on the night. Fort Recovery has 14. Her herself has outscored the Indians. Olivia Patch comes out with the rest here. Ali Vaughn checks in. 4:27 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw up and good. What a ball game that young lady's having. Lady Jets imply full court pressure. Kiki breaks it, hands it off to Ali Vaughn on the left-hand side. Paige Forkamp now has the ball in the dribble handoff, swings it over to Brooke Hike. Val Molkamp's posting up inside. We're not even looking for her. We throw it away again. That's a good look. Ali Vaughn takes it right back from Bella Cable. Air ball is a layup. Val Molkamp with an offensive putback. Val Molkamp doing work inside on the offensive rebound glass. Quickly down the floor and knocked out by Paige Forkamp. Good hustle by Paige there. Great work by Val on that offensive glass part. Right now, Lady Jets got lucky here. A couple bad throws and they're able to retain the ball up top. Conley has the ball on the right-hand side. Good deflection out of bounds by Paige Forkamp. Ooh, they're calling. Yeah, great deflection by Paige Forkamp because they're going off of Frank Monroe's ball. Their players looked a little shocked, and I think so do ours, to be honest. Kiki has the ball up top. A little man-to-man pressure. Is able to get to that high post area. Hand off to Ali Vaughn. Ali drives in and spins. Picks up a dribble and throws over to Paige Forkamp. Paige throws back up to Ali Vaughn on the left elbow. Kicks out to Paige Forkamp for a three. Misses it. Peters with the rebound. Throws over to Bella Cable. Frank Monroe quickly in transition. Goes ahead. Should have been a foul call. They don't call one right now. She jumped in there and looks like Brooke maybe grabbed her. Whitley Rammel comes in for Val. Not sure why we're taking Val out right here. She's one that can score, and we need to be able to score. I thought she's done a great job defensively while she's been out there, help side. Little dribble weave here for Frank Monroe. Gets Conley ISO'd inside. Draws a foul on Ali Vaughn. And that's her second. Team's fourth. Which I actually thought she got fouled two or three times cutting across the paint. And they didn't call it. So she got the ball inside and they do call that on the shot. All we gotta do is get our hands up and contest. We don't need to bail her out. She's gonna be good enough to hit some of those shots as she did that free throw right there. We don't need to give her any easy ones. Make her hit contested shots. Indians trail right now 38-16 on the Wabash Mutual third quarter scoreboard. Second one is up and good. Gives Karina Conley 26 points. And the lead is now for Frankie Monroe, 23 points in the third quarter. Quick Kiki down and throws the ball away. Peters with the steal. Throws ahead to Bella Cable. Bella Cable catches it and throws ahead to Brumball. Brumball swings back to Bella Cable. Between the legs dribble up top. Brumball catches it, swings it back to McGlitch. Up top, swings it over to Bella Cable on the right-hand side. Frank Monroe right now is running five guards basically out there. A lot of passing, cutting action. They have no one on the floor taller than 5'7". Peters has the ball on the left-hand side. 2:28 to go in the third quarter. Wabash Mutual third quarter scoreboard. So down screen for McGlitch. Three, misses it. And they're going to call holding foul on Paige Forkamp on the box out. On Brumball, it looks like. That will be the Indians' 15th foul. Right now, there's nothing going right for the Fort Recovery Indians. Anything bad can happen, can happen. This is one of those games you're just going to throw the tape away and get ready for Marion Local. Three-point shot missed. Great box out by Brooke Colley. They call holding foul on McGlitch from behind. It's a great box out, Brooke. Although Marion Local is not playing, and their team is here watching tonight, so this might be something if they can implement a full-court press and get us the Indians to play fast. This is what could cause us some problems. This is what I'm worried about with Minster Inc. when it comes to tournament time. Good drive by Ali Vaughn in there. Scores on a layup. Minster has the ability to make us play faster than what we can possibly play, even though they didn't show it when they were here. Frank Monroe breaks the press, minute 52 to go. Gets the ball inside to Schellenberger. Peters. Back up top to Bella Cable. Running a set here. Gets the ball over to Peters. Open three from a glitch. Left-hand side. Good. Possibly a foul, and they don't call it. Instead, coach takes a timeout. Full timeout. We'll take one with them. 42-18. 42-18. Lady Jets lead. Shocked, to be honest. I'm shocked by this game right now and how we're playing. Full timeout. We'll take one with them.
Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your material, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Troy Holman's walking in here, and he says the boys won, so congratulations, 8th grade boys, on your victory. And he said Rex Leverett possibly broken wrist, so that's not good news for Rex. So hopefully those things, hopefully that's not true, and hopefully we can get healed up here. So, all right, quickly down, Indians with another turnover. Indians trail 42-18 in the Wabash Mutual third quarter scoreboard. Audrey Cable has the ball up top, guarded by Kiki Wendell. 1:18 to go. It looks like they may be trying to run some clock out. Maybe not. A little dribble weave action here. Swings the ball over to Brumball. Brumball back up to Conley. Conley again has 26 team or points right now of their 42. Brumball catches it. Dribbles over two. Back to Peters. Back up top. Brumball over two. Schellenberger. Reach in foul by Val Molenkamp. That will be her third team foul. Looks like Macy Day is going to check in for Kiki Wendell. 52.1 seconds to go. Throws into Conley in the low post. Drive in. Got fouled by Ali Vaughn. Giving her three fouls. Conley has a chance to tack on to her team high, game high, 26 points here. That would be the Indian 16 foul as well. So the next foul, Franklin Monroe shooting one-on-ones the whole rest of this way. Conley up and good. Whitley Ramo checks in for Ali Vaughn. Right now you got Ramo, Molenkamp, Fort Camp, Colleague, and Day on the bench. Or actually, not the bench, but the floor. 49.2 seconds to go on the Wabash Mutual third quarter scoreboard. Second one is up and good, giving her 27. Increase, excuse me, 28. Increasing that lead, 44-18. And he's only scored 4 points in this quarter. Val Molenkamp has the ball on the right-hand side, drives in, spins, a little off-balance, possible travel, but no call. Molenkamp has the ball, swings the ball over to Colley. Macy Day has the ball on the left, over to Paige Fortkamp. Swings the ball back to Brooke Colley. Right now, a lot of driving in, looking for a three, but Paige Fortkamp, good. Need a lot more of that if we want to get back in this thing. Indians trail 44-21, 13 seconds to go. Indians trap. And going to take a timeout. 9.7 seconds. Indians showing a little life here, trying to get a trap, trying to get back in the game, still playing hard. Down by 23 as they trail 44-21.
Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 front-wheel drive with heated seats, sunroof, remote start with 19,000 miles for only $18,500. Also available is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with the heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, 29,000 miles for $17,500. $17,900. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Indians come out in a 1-2-2 full court press. How's Al Mullenkamp on the front? Little sideline break right there. Turnover. Whitley Ramo gets the steal. Turnover by Conley. Page four camp pushes ahead. Has made today. Three at the buzzer. Off the back end of the rim. Good look by Macy Day. All right. Well, glad we got that quarter over. That was not a pretty quarter here for the Indians. Indians trail 44-21. We'll take a break and be right back.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Chris Guggenbill's JV squad walks out here today with a 52-25 victory. Lena Evers led the way with 10 points. Hope Wendell with 9. Grace Guggenbill with 9. Whitley Ramon with 8. Faith Gruby with 6. Brenna Holman and Lindsay Wendell each added 4. And Elizabeth Alley with 2. A good victory for Coach Guggenbill's team. The opposite is happening on this game, as Indians are getting beat 44-21 right now. Little knockaway up top here by Brumball, and on Kiki Wendell, she dives for it, and they call foul, so Indians retain the ball. Allie Vaughn with the ball on the left-hand side, dribble handoff to Val Mullenkamp on the left. Val, little 15-footer, got hit on the arm and a no-call. Conley with the rebound. Down to McGlitch, throws the ball back up to Bella Cable. Picks up, swings it over to Conley. Conley back up to Peters. Up top, swings the ball back on the right-hand side to Bella Cable. Onto the corner to Conley. Right now, Frank Windows doing a great job of moving the ball, passing and cutting. A little five-man motion action. Guarded by Kiki Window on Bella Cable. Could have got another call because Kiki just stole it and she fell on top of her. Should have been a on the Lady Jets and a no call. Indians come up with it and quickly call a timeout. We'll take one with them.
Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th to February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th to February 1st. Stop in and save.
Broadcast this week, Thursday, WPGW will be simulcasting with Fort Recovery Radio. Girls will be at Marion Local, and the boys host Marion Local on Friday. And the FREA will have a chili supper from 4:30 to 6:30. State of the Schools presentation at the chili supper at 5:30 and 6:30. Saturday, the girls host LCC, JV tip time at noon. Fort Recovery will be broadcasting that. And the boys will be at Mississippi Valley, and Fort Recovery Varsity will be broadcasting that one. So, schedule for the week. Indians down with another turnover. Frank Monroe has the ball up top. McGlitch has the ball. A little back cut, back side, back screen. Misses the layup inside his Bella Cable. One of the few things they've done wrong tonight. Missing the layups. Val Mullenkamp with the rebound. Throws down Allie Vaughn. Drives in a little 12-foot pull-up off the back end of the rim. Broke colleague hustles. Rebound. And a foul going to be called on Karina Conley. Brooke will go to the free throw line. And the ball of mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Brooke hits that first free throw. cuts here, check out. Brooke has a chance for her second one here. Is up and good. Giving her 2 points on the night. Cutting that lead down to 21. Peters with the ball, breaks the trap, swings the ball over to Bella Cable, up top to Schellenberger, over to Audrey Cable, and back to Schellenberger. She drives in and kicks it to Audrey Cable on the left-hand side. And he's looking to do a little trapping right now. Peters has the ball, throws over to Bella Cable up top. Connelly has the ball inside. Not sure why you're trying to force it into a smaller player, but they do. We get the turnover. Hopefully take advantage of it. Brooke Colley drives in, and layup good. Indians now trail 25-44. Indians coming from behind, look to trap. Kiki Whittle gets the trap, and a turnover and a steal off the trap. Throws ahead to Ali Vaughn. Ali Vaughn throws ahead to Audrey Cable. Layup good. Indians finally showing some life here. Peters has the ball, goes to Karina Conley, back up top to Brumball, has to Audrey Cable. She drives in, splits the defense, up and a layup good. Good response for the Lady Jets there. Who now lead 46-27 on the Fall Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Need a response back here, Indians. Brooke Colley driving baseline, drives in, up and good. Brooke Colley with 6 quick points here in the quarter, and the Indians will take a full timeout. We'll take one with them here.
New coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Indians come back. Have a 1-2-2 press. Brian, right now, getting Frank Monroe to speed up. Worked for a little bit. Had some errant passes, but they still retain the ball. Drive up top from Bella Cable. Throws over to Audrey Cable. Audrey will see between her legs on the left-hand side. Little handoff over here now to Schellenberger. And a reach-in foul on Val Molenkamp. That will be her third, team six. So Schellenberger will go to the free throw line. Right now, if I'm the Indians, I make this thing as ugly as it can be. It's already kind of been ugly. Let's make them have to hit free throws coming down if we can't get a steal or turnover. Make them shoot free throws. Hopefully they miss. We can prolong the game, get to the basket. Cut into this lead a little bit here if we can. First free throw up is good. Stella Schellenberger averages almost 5 points on this season. Now has 8 in the ball game. Second one is up and good. He's got a young lady 9 points. Kiki Wendell with the ball on the left hand side, dribbles down and deflected out of bounds off of Conley's knee. She's been everywhere tonight. Again, she's going to Kentucky Wesleyan GMAC School, Division II. She'll be playing against Val Molenkamp, Olivia Patch in the GMAC at Hillsdale and Finley. Ali Vaughn gets away with the carry. They say she stays on top of it. Kiki Wendell with the ball in the paint. Stops, had a chance for a shot. Val Molenkamp over 4-3. Good. Good shot for Val. Just haven't had enough of those tonight. It gives a chance for the Indians to press. Then she steps out of bounds. Good turnover. Way not to give up on the play there, Indians. The Indians trail by 16 here with 4 minutes to go. We got to make sure we just keep cutting into this lead. Keep scoring. Good drive by Kiki. Throws over to Paige. Forecast. Turns the ball over. Right back to her. She picks it back up. Swings it to Val. Val has it on the right-hand side. Little stop. Dribble back. Skip pass. Could have been... little ticky-tack. Should have been stolen, but wasn't. They call a foul instead on Brumball. Not sure if she touched her or not, but we'll definitely take it. That's their fifth one. 3:49 to go in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Brooke Colley with the ball. Driving in. Spin move. Throws it up and scores. Indians take a quick timeout, giving them two timeouts left in the game. 3:39 to go. Indians trail by 14. Full timeout called by Coach Cann. We'll take one with them.
Hi, this is Colin Andrews of Kalt Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalt Pharmacy as we celebrate National Pharmacist Day. Our pharmacists provide care and services. They are close to home and meet the unique needs of our customers in local communities, from renewing prescriptions, delivering vaccinations, and providing advanced care management. Stop in at Kalt Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio to speak with the pharmacist today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
3:39 to go in the fourth quarter. Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. Lady Jets get a turnover here. Indians have the ball. Trail by 14. We can get back in this thing right here, make this thing really interesting if we can score on this possession. Brooke Collie comes over to Paige Forecamp, gets the ball over to Kiki Wendell. Up and no good for Allie Vaughn. Val Mullenkamp with the rebound, but misses. And Val and Allie are fighting over the ball, and they call traveling. Two Indians fighting over each other. Val had it, and Allie tried to take it away from her. I'm not sure why that happened. Instead, now they get a turnover out of it. Craig Monroe breaks the pressure. Barely breaks that pressure. Conley has the ball on the left-hand side. If you're Frank Monroe, you probably want Conley to have the ball. That calming presence with it. Plus, she can do a little bit with it. She's tall enough to see over some of our defenders. Then it looks like we are going to do a little fouling right here. Maybe put them on the line, see if they miss some free throws. Paige Fortenkamp picks up the foul. 18 fouls for the Indians. So Chloe Peters will go to the free throw line. And Audrey Cable checks in, who is a point guard. Again, she's the young lady who tore ACL last year and missed all of her junior season. First free throw up is good for Peters. Frank Monroe has not done a lot of scoring here since that third quarter ended. That only gives them 5 points in this quarter, while the Indians have outscored them with 13-5. Second free throw up and good. Of course, when you're up, you're trying to play at this point not to lose the game instead of playing to win the game. The Indians have nothing to lose at this point. They're rolling the dice and playing hard. And so it's a little easier to play when you're this far down versus being this far up late in the game. Indians right now working the ball. We got to get a good shot, but we got to be quick with it here, ladies. 2:36 to go. Kiki Wendell trying to split the defense. Allie Vaughn with it. Helped by Karina Conley over to Brooke Collick for three. Turns it down. A little pull-up jumper. Good. Brooke Collick came to life in this fourth quarter, giving her 10 points. All 10 points in the fourth quarter. Again, 1-2-2 full court press. Get the ball to Karina Conley. Throws it into Peters. Throws the ball back out to Conley. Conley swings it up top over to Audrey Cable. Coach says, hey, let's hold the ball and run some clock. Audrey has the ball over here. Val's doing a great job of guarding her. Ooh, she was able to break away. Throws over to Peters. Back up to Bella Cable. Coach is saying, hey, run some clock. Up 14. 2 minutes to go. Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Audrey Cable has the ball. Ball screen set high. Looks like Allie Vaughn was trying to foul, but no call. Now they're calling a traveling call. happens right in front of the Frank Monroe bench. Coach Myers is caught off guard, I guess, by that, and yelling and screaming in our student section saying, tee her up. Unforced turnover for them. We'll take hopefully take advantage here. Keith Wendell has the ball. Handoff to Allie Vaughn up top. He's looking to drive on the left-hand side. Got away with a step, and call for a foul is Audrey Cable. So Allie Vaughn would go to the free throw line. 1:39 to go. And his trail, 50-36. This thing is a lot closer here in this fourth quarter than as it was earlier in the game. Monroe does have 16 fouls, so the next foul on them will be going shooting 1-1. Allie is shooting 2 here. First one is up, hits the front of the rim, and rattles in. Giving Allie 5 points on the night. Audrey Cable comes out. Well-deserved rest for her. Second one for Allie Vaughn is up, and good. Nothing but the bottom of the net there. And in go, 1-2-2 full court press. Frank Monroe gets it to Bella Cable. Over to Brumball. Back to Bella Cable. Pushing, trying to trap. Gets it across to Brumball. She drives in, coming from behind trap. Kiki Wendell knocks it away. Brooke Collig with the ball. Throws it ahead to Allie Vaughn. Goes through hands and out of bounds. So Allie was trying to catch it and lay it in. And first thing I do is catch it before you can lay it in. Turnover India. 1:22 to go. Follow mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. 38-50. Lady Jets lead. Conley has the ball. Back into Brumball. Over to Schellenberger. To Bella Cable. Schellenberger has the ball. Gets fouled by Brooke Collig, it looks like. That will be the Indians' ninth team foul. So Schellenberger goes to the free throw line. Has a blown shoe there. It looks like she's trying to get that thing tied. That's what the delay here is for. Free throw is up and good for Schellenberger. Giving her 10 on the night. She came in averaging 4. So, scoring above her average for her. Good game for that young lady. Second free throw is up and good. Giving her 11. Giving Franklin Monroe 52. 38 Indians. Kiki head to Val Mullenkamp on the left-hand side. Val's looking to drive in against Conley. Keeps out to Paige Fortkamp. Wide open 3. Air ball. And Schellenberger grabs the rebound. And they call jump ball. We'll go to Franklin Monroe. Indians again going to 1-2-2. We have a minute 2 left to go in the game. Throws ahead to Brumball. Brumball dribbles down the right-hand side. Looked trapped by the Indians with Vaughn and Fortkamp. Throws ahead to backside to Karina Conley. No one on her. Not sure how you lose her. Conley scores, giving her 30 on the night. Kiki Wendell down quickly. Layup good for Kiki Wendell. Lady Jets get the ball in. Goes to Schellenberger. She must be one of their better free throw shooters. Allie Vaughn reaches in and fouls her because they are wanting her to get the ball in bounds. And I say that and I look at the stats, she's averaging 35% from the foul line. But if you look at their team and she just missed that first one, no one on their team free throw wise is shooting above 45%. Not one person. Hits the second one. Maybe we should have been fouling them. That's bad. 45%. As a team, they're 40. Allie Vaughn quickly down. Good box out by Brumball. She misses that shot. Brumball down in transition. Kiki's kind of trying to come up behind and get a tip. She pivots and turns. Throws to Schellenberger. Schellenberger has the ball. Dribble hands off to Brumball. Brooke Collig's looking to trap her. 15 seconds. Goes over to Conley. Don't foul now. Just let that clock run out. 10 seconds. Looks like the Indians are going to come up on the short end here. 55-40. And Paige Fortkamp reaches in and fouls with 5 seconds left. Kiki looks at us like, what are you doing? So, 5.6 seconds, Fowler Mechanical, fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians trail, 55-40, 5.6. First free throw is up and misses for Schellenberger. Second one is up and good. Giving the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets 56. Kiki Wendell dribbles the ball out. Brooke Collick three at the buzzer. They're going to count it. So Brooke Collick hits that one. Giving her 13. Giving the Indians 43. Indians lose by 13. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
All right, we're back here. A little recap here for the game. The Indians lose in an ugly contest tonight to drop their record to 12-4 on the season. First quarter scores went like this. Franklin Monroe led 14-10. In the second quarter, Franklin Monroe outscored the Indians 16-4 to take a 30-14 halftime lead. In the third quarter, the Indians get outscored again, get doubled up, as Franklin Monroe outscores them 14-7. In the third quarter, the Indians go on a scoring spree, scoring 22 points. But unfortunately, the deficit was just way too much for them to overcome. Frank Monroe does score 12 points in that fourth quarter and hang on to win by 13, 56-43. Leading scores for the Indians was Brooke Collick. She got all 13 points late in that fourth quarter. At that point, the game was over. She just decided to go in there and start throwing stuff up and finally hit some shots, was finally aggressive. And the other thing in that fourth quarter is we stopped turning the ball over, which gave us a chance to score, as we had so many turnovers in that first three quarters. And what Frank Monroe was trying to do was speed us up. And in that fourth quarter, they played back and just tried to get that game over, let this clock tick. By doing that, we were able to, score, where in that first three quarters, they were making us play fast and we were struggling in that game. So Val Mollenkamp had 9 points. Allie Vaughn added 6. Kiki Wendell 8. Paige Forkamp 5. And Hope Wendell 2. So rounds out the 43 points for the Indians. Karina Connolly had 30 for the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets. They increased their record to, I believe they're now 16-3. On the season, so it's not like we lost to a bad team by any stretch of the imagination. So it'll be interesting, though, because they did lose to Tri-Village by 26. So that's a team we have coming up here later on. In the JV game, Coach Chris Guggenbiller walks away with a 52-25 victory with his team to increase his record to 5-9 on the campaign. First quarter scores went 15-4 Indians lead. In the second quarter, the Indians outscored the Jets 18-4 to take a 33-8 halftime lead. In the third quarter, they tie 13-13. The Indians take a 46-21 lead. And in the fourth quarter, the Indians outscored the Jets 6-4 to walk away with a 52-25 victory. Lane Evers led the way with 10 points. Hope Wendell added 9. Grace Guggenbiller with 9. Whitley Ramel with 8. Faith Gruby with 6. Lindsey Wendell with 4. Brenna Holman with 4. And Elizabeth Alec with 2. So that wraps up the 52 points for the JV team. Not sure if Coach Gann is making her way over here or not. The girls just came out, I see. So we'll give her a few seconds here, see if she makes her way over. We'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll see if we'll be back with a wrap-up or with Coach Gann.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
New coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right, we're back here with Coach Holly Gann. Well, Coach, your thoughts?
We knew Franklin Monroe was going to bring a good team. So, you know, they did. Conley's the real deal. So we can see that. You know, that average that she's putting up is true, obviously. We weren't able to take her out. You know, we knew we were going to let her, either we're going to let her have her points or we're going to have to try to slow her down. So, you know, first half, she could do about anything she wanted. Second half, you know, we slowed her down a little bit, got him frustrated, started to speed him up. Unfortunately, got to play all four quarters. So turnovers probably hurt us there early, I'm going to say, as well. And, you know, it's unfortunately, we have some things to work on. Like I told him, you know, you can learn a lot from losing. And this is one that we know we have to be playing at a higher level if we want to go somewhere. There, for whatever reason, that pressure tonight, just this kind of rattle in cages. Great Franklin Monroe team. Coach does a good job with those girls, getting them to play hard, and they played hard for all four quarters. So,
you know, looking at a game like this, what are some positives that you can take away?
You know, we didn't stop playing, and I think that was it. You know, went in at halftime, and we're down by 16, I think. They got a pretty big lead there in the third quarter, and when it's all said and done, I said, hey, we got to win the next half. You know, we just got to continue to play our game. We need to focus on what's coming down the road. You know, we got to continue to work hard. So positives were, is, hey, we got them to move. We got them to turn over the ball late. If we would have brought some of that intensity from the start of the game, I think it would have been a different story. So those are things that we just have to work on. We showed more nerves tonight than we have in a while. So working through that, those nerves, and just getting put in that kind of situation, you know as well as I do, is this is one of many games that could be coming down the pike. So this is just a great opportunity for us to learn. You know, like I said, I thought we still played hard aggressively on defense. Defense still kept us within this game, always and forever. Offensively, we're still struggling a little bit, but I think just with time and getting some confidence and learning to attack that kind of pressure more head on and not get scared from it, will benefit us. And again, I am very pleased that these girls didn't stop playing. They didn't stop playing. They still wanted it. Franklin Monroe, unfortunately, just wanted it more.
All right, so what do you think made the – you said you thought we had some nerves. What do you think made the girls nervous tonight?
You know, I don't know. I just felt like we were frazzled. We just –
You know, we got a week. We got a big week. Could be that. It's hard to say. We just looked a little out of sorts tonight. And unfortunately, fortunately, if we're going to have an out of sorts kind of night, this is okay one to have. And we got Marion on Thursday, and we were going to want to get that one. So we just took this out, learning opportunity. We worked on some things. And we have practice tomorrow, another day to get better, and we're going to beat Marion on Thursday.
All right, and so we are at the hangar on Thursday, so I encourage all the Indian fans to get over there and watch the Port Recovery Indians and Marion Local Lady Flyers, as right now we're the top two teams in the MAC, and so should be a great game on Thursday night. Thanks for stopping up there, Coach.
Thanks.
All right, we will, again, Indians lose 56-43, and we'll wrap it up. Brian Patch here for Port Recovery Radio. Thanks for listening.